This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1429. Can losing weight make your cholesterol go up? And three simple tips to start eating healthy again, both by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hello there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find all of them. And with that, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Can losing weight make your cholesterol go up? By Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. Why is your cholesterol going up? Recently, I've seen some weight loss experts and doctors say that it's normal for your bad cholesterol to go up temporarily when you lose weight. Now, this could happen if you're on a ketogenic or similar low-carb, high-fat diet. Now, I did some research to see if there are any studies to support this. Only a couple of small studies showed that your bad cholesterol going up could be normal for some people, but most large studies show that when people lose weight, their bad cholesterol levels go down. And this is what you'd expect because as people lose weight, they're eating healthier and exercising. So why is this important to you? The reason this could be important is if your bad cholesterol levels are going up, even temporarily, you could be potentially forming cholesterol buildup or blockages in the arteries of your heart. The blood tests that check for cholesterol levels are okay, but sadly are not the best way to tell if there are cholesterol blockages or buildups forming in or around your heart. The best way would be to undergo testing that looks at the arteries of your heart. These are tests like a cardiac catheterization, a cardiac CT, or even a calcium score, but these are not routine tests for most people. So your doctor probably won't order these unless you're at an increased risk for cardiovascular disease or unless you have other health problems. So given that you probably aren't going to get any of those specific tests anytime soon, we do have to rely on your blood cholesterol. Yo-yo dieting may lead to your cholesterol levels bouncing up and down. And again, when they're up, you may be at risk for forming cholesterol buildup or blockages in the arteries of your heart. Over the long term, this may increase your risk of having a heart attack. So what should you do? If you haven't had your cholesterol checked recently, and you've maybe been yo-yo dieting a bit, it's definitely worth checking at least once. Especially again, if you change the way you're eating or are trying a new diet, or if you haven't changed anything, get your cholesterol checked at least once a year. You just want to make sure that you're not doing anything that's negatively affecting your cholesterol levels. Now, I do have another post in just a second, but first, I'm not sure if you've noticed, pollen and seasonal allergies seem extra bad this year. And if you're affected by allergies, you're not alone. 50% of Americans suffer from allergies. Over-the-counter medications like antihistamines and steroids only give you short-term relief, but can also make you drowsy and might even have long-term effects on your microbiome or overall health. Check out Curex, a long-term solution for your allergies. Curex is a telehealth platform that offers allergy immunotherapy, which treats the source of your allergies, not just the symptoms, by building up the body's immune response to an allergen. You simply meet with a doctor online through a telehealth consultation, share your allergy history, take an allergy test at home, and receive your personalized prescription for sublingual allergy immunotherapy delivered to your door. Find out if you're a fit for immunotherapy at getcurex.com/OHD and get $75 off your first order with the code OHD. That's getcurex.com/OHD, promo code OHD. Three simple tips to start eating healthy again by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. It can be hard transitioning from eating over a holiday or coming back from vacation to eating healthy again. Because after the holiday or your vacation ends, you may not have any other plans to look forward to. It can be easy to consume a lot of junk food or comfort foods like pizza and mac and cheese or just order delivery. All of this makes it harder to get back into the habit of eating healthy. So, here are three tips to help you get back into the habit. Tip number one, stop eating when you stop feeling hungry. Stop eating when you stop feeling hungry, which is not the same thing as when you feel full. If you're eating until you feel full, you're probably overeating. You may have gotten out of the habit of doing this during a holiday or while on vacation because there were a lot of new foods or lots of treats to try, and you probably wanted to try everything. And then you ended up overeating, and then you got used to that feeling. To get back into the habit of eating healthy, remember to stop eating when you stop feeling hungry. Tip number two, plan things to look forward to besides eating. Plan other things to do inside and outside of the house so that in the moment, you don't get bored and end up eating instead. Some ideas for what you could plan instead are find a new board game to get into, binge watch a show on Netflix, or go all Marie Kondo and organize your house. Try to plan even the food that you're gonna order for delivery, because you may think you're going to go grocery shopping and get something healthy, but then you end up ordering delivery because the day got away from you. If you plan it in advance, then you can plan to make healthier food delivery choices. And tip number three, the 7-day transition. It's easy to think that you're gonna go from eating unhealthy and suddenly you're gonna start eating healthy again. But in reality, it's hard to make such a dramatic change. Instead, try a 7-day transition. That can make it easier to start eating healthy again. For example, on days 1 and 2, like Monday and Tuesday, you can eat a healthy breakfast and then not worry as much about your lunch, dinner, and any snacks in between. Then on days 3 and 4, like Wednesday and Thursday, you eat a healthy breakfast and a healthy lunch and not worry as much about dinner and snacks. On days 5 and 6, like Friday and Saturday, you eat a healthy breakfast, a healthy lunch, and a healthy dinner, but don't stress about the snacks. And then finally on day 7, like Sunday, you transition to a healthy breakfast, a healthy lunch, a healthy dinner, and nutritious snacks. The ideal healthy meal. A balanced nutritious meal is ideally one that is 50% vegetables, 25% healthy proteins, and 25% whole grain carbs with a side of fruit. I usually recommend 1 cheat day or 3 cheat meals a week as well, but you can skip it the week you're trying to get back into the habit of eating healthy. Transitioning back to eating healthy over a week makes it easier and frankly less depressing. But this also means you have to plan when you're going out to eat. Try to go to places that actually have fruits and vegetables as sides and appetizers so that you could realistically get in those fruits and vegetables. Also, try to avoid folks that may guilt trip or peer pressure you into eating unhealthy again. It's essential that you get back into the habit of eating healthy as soon as possible. Then, once you get back into the habit of eating healthy, you can go back to hanging out with them. You just listened to the posts titled, Can Losing Weight Make Your Cholesterol Go Up? And 3 Simple Tips to Start Eating Healthy Again, both by Dr. Manali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really like Dr. Desai's 7-day approach to getting back to a healthy eating pattern. It sounds so much less intimidating than coming back from a vacation and having to go back to eating perfectly right away. I always say that small wins can lead to big changes. And this is a great example. Start on day 1 with just 1 nutritious meal and ignore everything else. That 1 change could be enough to make you feel better about getting back on track. It starts to build up your confidence again. Day 2, you do the same thing. Day 3, you build up just a bit more confidence by adding another nutritious meal. You know how the rest goes. So come on, you've got this. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.